Joining us from Gas Buddy is the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. Well, Patrick, we've spoken often about how the coronavirus and gas prices tend to go hand in hand, and now that coronavirus is sticking around and really causing problems in other states, it's really having an impact on what's happening at the pump, isn't it?
That's right. In fact, gasoline demand numbers over the weekend look pretty lackluster. Gasoline demand down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday compared to just a week ago. And that's probably because COVID-19 cases have increased to the point where authorities in some states in the South have started pausing their reopening, in some cases backtracking. That's keeping or did keep some Americans closer to home this holiday weekend. The good news is that gas prices have fallen nationally for the first time in 10 weeks. The national average at $2.17, down a penny. Prices in Indianapolis down about 5 cents and stand at $2.09 a gallon. More importantly, you can find gas prices back under $2 a gallon across areas of Indianapolis.
So, yeah, in Indiana, we haven't really had a big increase in cases like other states have. But do you think that maybe, you know, gas prices in Indiana are being influenced by what's going on in neighboring states and in states around the country, too?
Oh, without a doubt. Some of the biggest gasoline-consuming states are those that are being affected by the resurgence in COVID-19. California, Texas, Florida, those are the nation's three top gasoline-consuming states. So a rise in COVID-19 cases is likely reducing demand enough to the point that it's showing up nationally. And that has kept oil prices in somewhat of a check. We're up about 3 cents a barrel this morning for a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil to $40.68 a barrel. But we've kind of been stuck there now for the last few weeks, right around $40 a barrel.
So where do we go from here, I guess, with gas prices? What kind of a future do you see for them and what people will pay?
Well, a little bit of stability here, a bumpy road, if you will. I think some states may see prices inch up, some may inch down. We're kind of stuck in limbo, waiting for the next chapter to be written when it comes to COVID-19. Will cases be reduced, new cases be reduced? That would help gas demand then rebound if those restrictions are rescinded. That would help people get out more. That's probably what they would do. But if COVID-19 cases continue to surge in some of these southern states, Texas and Florida, well, that'll probably keep people closer to home enough that it could cause oil prices to go back down. So COVID-19 still in the driver's seat here. Whether we go higher or lower really depends on the future of new COVID-19 cases.
Well, so far this summer, you've mentioned in your morning news report that both holidays for Memorial Day and 4th of July have seen their lowest prices since 2004, and we could see the same thing for Labor Day, which would give us a trifecta of every summer holiday setting multi-year lows. Can you think of another time where that's happened or how often that happens?
You know, occasionally we'll get a very low-priced holiday during the course of the year, maybe two if we're lucky, but to see all three summer driving holidays at potentially their lowest level in 16 years, well, it hasn't happened for 16 years, first of all. And the second thing is I can't remember the last time that, aside from 2004, when the last time we saw all three holidays at such low levels. So, for those who are able to get out there, stay safe and healthy. Gas prices have been cooperating nicely this year. A year ago, average prices in Indianapolis were 65 cents a gallon higher than today. So, very rarely in recent memory have we been able to enjoy prices that on Memorial Day you can find under $2, on July 4 you can find under $2, and potentially Labor Day, we could still see prices at some stations that are under $2.
Are you, when you look at Indiana and where we are geographically, how much does a state's geography and where we're located by influence gas and oil prices?
Well, it affects it a bit. We're here in the Midwest. We have a lot of refining capacity. Of course, taxes are a little bit higher here in Indiana, in Michigan, Ohio. So the Great Lakes has good proximity to some very large refineries. Of course, Indiana is home to one of the largest refineries in the Midwest and Northwest Indiana, and Whiting, the BP refinery. So that does keep prices in check, although, of course, the increase in gas taxes has now made up for that. Average gas tax in Indiana now 65 cents of every gallon going to Uncle Sam. or I should say, well, 18 cents going to Uncle Sam, the rest of it going to Indiana. So gas taxes, they're still, you look at the average price today of $2.09 a gallon, and for, you know, 63 cents of that to be going to the state, well, that's a good chunk. That's probably, what, a little bit over, close to a third of the price going to taxes.
That is right. He is Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, we appreciate your insights as always, my friend. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.